Good morning, welcome to a brand new day. It's Elle here from heavenandelle.com. Hope you're doing okay. Welcome to Saturday, if you're listening to this on Saturday. If you tend to play catch-up, then welcome to whatever day you're on. But this is really designed for you to listen to a little snippet every day, so it should be Saturday, or it's late Friday night, or early, or late Saturday afternoon, depending on where in the world you are. That's the wonderful thing about this big, wide world of ours. You could be anywhere. But it's Saturday where I'm publishing this little short audio smile. I hope the randomness of that has made you smile already. And just making myself a cup of tea. And I was thinking about, remember I said to you I went to see AHA on Thursday evening. And there's a few different things that happened that made me smile and made me think about things I could share with you. And one thing that happened actually wasn't a very smiley thing, but it did make me think about stuff that we could then perhaps use to make stuff more smiley for us. And what happened was, as we say around these parts, what happened was there was this there's lots of security type people wandering about during the gig, and if people were there with their phones or their cameras taking pictures of the band, they come along and they'd shine this torch in your eyes and tell you you mustn't do that because you weren't allowed to take photographs of the band, and they'd tell you off. And that was all fine and dandy and not terribly pleasant, but it was what it was. But I noticed, quite interesting, there was one guy and he was parading up and down, and he was walking about like he thought it was a little bit special. And we're all special, but he kind of knew it, like, you know the sort. And at one point, I noticed that a girl, sort of, I don't know, late 20s, early 30s, blonde hair, came up to him and spoke to him, and then walked down to the front and took a photograph of the band. I thought, that's very peculiar. Went back to her seat and she was really excited because she got a really great photograph. Fine, thought nothing else of it. Until a little while later, glanced over and saw at the corner of my eye, couldn't hear anything because the band were playing, but they saw these other two girls, similar sort of age, arguing with this gentleman profusely. Really could tell they were not happy at all, and gesturing and pointing. And long story short, he wouldn't let them go down and take photographs. And you could just tell by the body language and the gesturing that these girls knew that this guy had been letting some people down to take photographs and wasn't fair, and why couldn't they do that? And, he let them and not them and all this. And it made me think about integrity. And I don't know what the rules were for the place. And I suspect, judging by the behaviour of some of the other security staff, the rule was that we weren't meant to take photographs. And I didn't take a photograph. But then this one chap then, by letting people down and to take photographs, he bent the rules a little bit, and he did what he did, but people found out, and then he was then forced then to make one rule for somebody else and one for another person. And it's just not fair, and we do like life to be fair, don't we? And if things happen that's not fair, oh, it's just not fair. And this can happen in all sorts of different things can happen. And what it made me think about was whether today we could make sure that, yeah, it's nice to be fair, and sometimes, I know, like with the children, you have to kind of like sort of bend the rules and you have to be flexible and stuff. And I'm all for being flexible and, you know, and smiling and not being too rigid with stuff. But I was thinking about integrity and how we could make sure that we say what we mean and we mean what we say. And it would kind of make life a lot more smiley and pleasant if we kind of did that, really. And that was my kind of thought for the day. And it's not a laugh out loud moment. I grant you, it's probably one of the most ponderous and serious audio smiles you've had so far. And we've only had four, so, odds are still on. But it did make me think about that and think about how actually our life could be a lot more smiley and happy if we were kind of people of integrity and we did what we said and we said what we did and we meant what we said, and as the saying goes. So I just want to encourage you today, have a lovely day today. If it is Saturday, then hopefully you're not working, unless you work shifts. But have a lovely day today. Enjoy your time with your family if you're at home with a family, and see if you can be a person of integrity. I'm sure you are. I know you're a person of integrity. And say what you mean what you say, and have a fabulous day. And if you've got any little anecdotes about times when you have shown real good integrity and it's led to smiley stuff, or equally times when perhaps you've made a mistake, because we all make them, like this chap Thursday, I lose track of the days, by all means, give us an example of that as well. Send me a tweet or leave a comment in the comments below, because we can all learn from each other as well. We never get it right all the time. But whatever you do today, have a fabulous day, and I look forward to catching up with you tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.